Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Well, thrifting isn't just about product sourcing. I mean, it is, but really, what's top of mind when you go out thrifting? It's really a treasure hunt. And just wishing and hoping that maybe today is the day that you find the score of a lifetime, which could be just an aisle away.
Just one aisle away. Any
it's
minute.
It's over there. I just have to
Any
get
second
over there.
It's happening.
Well, who knows better than art collector Michael Simpson, known on eBay as DXXXXAA, Dexa.
D-E-X-X-X-A-A.
Michael, we understand you recently made a pretty significant find at a thrift store. What is it? How did you come to find this incredible treasure?
It's an Andy Warhol painting that presumably been unknown for some time. I found it in 2010 at an Angel View thrift store in Nooka Valley.
And tell us about the painting.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what it was for a while. I was attracted to it because it was an odd looking painting. It took me a few hours to decide to buy it. And so I temporarily put it up in the attic for a while. And then
when was this?
Pardon?
When was this?
In 2010.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. So
in 2012, there was a sketch that came out in the news, allegedly by Andy Warhol. And I saw it, and I saw the signature, and it had a capital A with a unique swirl on top. And I looked at it, and I...
Uh-oh. We're having a problem with your telephone, Michael.
You are?
You're cutting in and out. Let's try it again. What were you saying? So you saw...
I saw a sketch, allegedly by Andy Warhol, a couple of years ago, about 2012, and it looked familiar to me with a capital A. It had a unique swirl on top. I went up, and I looked at the painting, and I recognized it. So I thought, well, what does Andy Warhol's signatures look like? So I started surfing the net for his signatures, informal signatures, and I collected a whole slew of them. And I thought, well, okay, this is Andy Warhol. So I didn't think much of it later until another year, 2013, Daniel Blaw came out with drawings, about 200 of them, that had never before been seen in the public. He released a few of them on the internet, and bingo, one of them went right with the painting. So I said, oh, okay, I says this is where the painting derived from. And then we looked at Gold Marilyn, and the background on this painting is the same technique that he used. So it has turned out to be a Gold Marilyn.
So you went up to your attic, and you got the picture.
Yeah, and I brought it down. I looked at the signature, and I recognized the capital letter A with the unique swirl on top. So I thought I'd look up Andy Warhol's signatures. And I started collecting them, and I found that this was Andy Warhol's signature.
So what did you do? Did you take it to someone?
No, I didn't. I just hung on to it. I hung it on my wall. And so then, not really realizing the significance of Andy Warhol, in 2013, Daniel Blaw came out with drawings that had never before been seen in the public. 1950s, early drawings by Andy. And I found one, I started finding more. One significantly went with the painting portrait. And so I thought, okay, I guess this is where the painting has derived from, his drawings, because it's an unusual painting.
So then you took it to an expert.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Did you take it to an expert then?
No, I saw Gold Marilyn. We looked at Gold Marilyn. Gold Marilyn had her background. It was a silk screen by Andy, but on the background, it is the same background on this painting. So we knew it was this was a technique that Andy had done with both Gold Marilyn and this painting. So we hadn't still realized the significance of it being a Gold Marilyn comparable masterpiece until later. So I thought, okay, well, we've got enough evidence here, I think. Let's see what an authenticator would say about it. And I found I had artwork done by Mr. G.B. Tate before, and I asked him if he would look into this, and he said, well, yeah, I will. He says he has a lot of familiarity with Andy Warhol. And so anyway, he actually went in with being doubtful, but he came back and he said, this is an Andy Warhol.
Wow.
And he collected his, you know, I was pretty surprised, and he collected the information. And what's even more unique about that now, as things unfold, last year, there was an Andy Warhol drawing in 1945 discovered in the Carnegie Mellon Archives by ArtNet critic Blake Gopnik. And that face on that drawing goes right with the painting. So Andy has a face preference to the style of this painting that goes all the way back to 1949 of his earliest drawing.
So did that guy appraise it for you?
Yes, he appraised it for $2.5 million.
Did you almost fall over?
Jeez.
No, I don't have money value. I don't really feel the worth of money. I'm kind of funny about that. I've had a lot of things that were very valuable, but I appreciated it.
Well, come on and bring it over to my house, and you know, yeah, I'll give you dinner, a little tea.
You know, it's a beautiful painting, and the more that I look at it, and the signature in blue like that is it's really nice looking. It has, and what we also found is that the box he's holding up appears to be a light box that he used in his early days for stimulating his ideas. So the name Gold Thinker really is applicable to the depiction on the painting.
So you're going to give 10% to City of Hope.
Yes.
And you decided to do that because? You like the City of Hope particularly?
Shirley and I had thought where we wanted to donate a lot of the proceeds. And Eric Gossin of Auction Cause recommended our looking into City of Hope, since it was a cancer and diabetes research center. And so I told him I would, and we did, and we thought, yes, this is probably the one we want to donate to. So we ended up going on a tour as well, and it was an amazing tour. People were just remarkable, very informing. Bringing in a chemist, giant screens in a room, and giving us the origins and history of cancer and the chemistry that they're involved with what they're doing and their work and how they're trying to resolve the problems. And it was just an amazing tour, so we knew that was really the right choice.
So it's been appraised. The painting has been appraised for $2.5 million. It's going to go up for sale on eBay.
Yes.
Through the Auction Cause folks. And I believe that's November 7th?
Yes, the 7th through the 17th.
And is there a reserve, or is it just going to go for whatever it brings?
Yes.
It's going to go for what it brings.
Whoever has the highest bid, I imagine.
So I'm on ebay.com/RPP/goldthinker, and it's here, Griff.
Yeah. It hasn't been listed yet, but it's like a splash page for the listing itself.
Right. And look at that picture. I would not have known, but I'm not an art.
I wouldn't have known.
I wouldn't have either.
I mean, I
wouldn't
think it's
have known that
photo.
That was
it's
Andy Warhol.
Well, you know,
that was the problem with a lot of other authenticators and appraisers. They did not have the drawing background of the early 15s knowledge because it came out late in the years, and it was recently released. And there it hit because the painting appears where it derived from are those drawings.
Yeah.
That was an amazing
This drawing. Is sort of a bolo in a way. Everybody should know his signature because you never know what you're going to find, right?
Except his signature on this painting is not the way it looked in later paintings, I believe.
Well, that's an informal signature. There are so many of them. Yeah, the later, I think it just tired out in signing legibly.
Right.
He made a neat, unique A with a swirl, and then he just zip, zip, zip. The D and Y is pretty consistent. It just zipped it across.
He was definitely, in the 50s, had not quite found his voice yet, his style. And so he experimented, and he painted in different styles. This is kind of, it's almost Picasso-y in many respects. But, that's what collectors look for. They look for artists' early work before they were famous, because it's usually very hard to find. There's not very many examples of it around.
So you say you don't care about money. But,
yes, I don't really have money value.
But if you make a big boatload of money on this, is your life going to change?
Well, what it does is, what I do with money, with what I've been doing with my personal income, helping people out here, the needy, the poor, the homeless.
Wow.
Oh, we like that.
I share that with them, because I just live on with what I've got, and that I would continue to doing that.
It's funny, because this painting's called The Gold Thinker.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah, I have people in mind that I know that need that assistance, and I'm going to try and set something up for them.
That's fantastic.
That's great. I love it. So have you found any other interesting art pieces while you were thrifting?
Well, I've been lucky. I sort of have an instinct with locating valuable art, and actually a whole variety of antiquity. such as the earliest bottles in the world that came in Spanish wrecks, and things of that nature. When I was a teenager, I had an ability to go under stagecoach stops and dig up old Coca-Cola bottles that weren't even in categories, and things of that nature.
You just kind of had a feeling about them, and you liked them.
Yeah, that's it. You kind of hone in on it. You get a feeling about it.
We got a feeling about you, Michael. Thank you.
And best of luck with the upcoming auction of the unknown, just-discovered Andy Warhol painting. This segment was sponsored by WorthPoint, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news, along with all of TameBay's other seller resources, at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
When it comes to managing your customer relationships, communication is everything. But just replying to buyers' messages quickly isn't enough. You've also got to deal promptly with returns and order cancellations. That's where Reply Manager comes in. Reply Manager is fully integrated into all eBay messaging, from both My Messages and the Resolution Center. With Reply Manager, you can sort cases into categories and respond immediately with standard replies. Then process each return, cancellation, and refund seamlessly. That's something you can't do anywhere else. Reply Manager can even handle partial refunds and multiple eBay accounts. It all adds up to a better buyer experience. And that's exactly what you want to deliver. Let Reply Manager help you give your buyers the customer service they deserve. Try Reply Manager risk-free for 14 days at ReplyManager.com. That's 14 days risk-free at ReplyManager.com. When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
Listen while you list.